بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to dear listeners of Muslim Lady. More specifically, our salam and gratitude to women listeners of our program. Well, this is Nahid having the honor of being with you on this episode. And here with me, I have the honor of being with my very dear sister, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, I am so glad that we have you here, and we would appreciate if we could have a brief introduction of you as a Muslim lady.
Yes, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, thank you so much for having me. Then I am Tafilan Zainab Askari. I hail from Indian Administrative Kashmir, and I've been living in Qom for some 10 years studying Islamic studies, and it's been some past 2.5 years that I've been researching specifically on women topics, and especially what are the Islamic perspectives about women, and I've also been writing about it.
Great.
For quite a time now, yeah.
Thank you, sister. Women are working. Women are having much on their plates. They are being a good mother, a good wife, and a good servant for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in some cases, women are working outside too. But let's start today's discussion by this question: that why is not working at home valued? We all have seen the samples of our mothers devoting their whole time, energy, and putting lots of effort into raising us, into taking good care of the household. And at the same time, they were a good wife, but based on the culture, based on the time that they were living in, many of them have not worked outside. But this concept of working at home has not been considered as something that much valuable. Or we used to say, like, when somebody asks us, what was your mom's job? We used to say, like, my mom is not working. Where is this coming from, that working at home is not valued? Why it is not considered as a valuable job?
Because the modern world has confused worth with wages.
Right.
You're valued only with the wages. It praises what is seen. It celebrates what is sold. But the work of the heart, the unseen labor of love, those emotions are usually left unpaid and unnamed. She actually teaches a language. She heals fevers. She feeds souls, but society says you're just a housewife and you're unemployed.
And the criteria of the responsibility for a woman who is in charge of home and children is much more than a simple job.
Indeed, she's not unemployed. She's a creator of a humanity. She's a creator of humanity. We have to understand this. And Islam pays a huge, attention on raising a child. For example, Islam says raising a child is a jihad.
Right.
Like we have a hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, paradise lies beneath the feet of mothers. So motherhood has such a value. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in Risalat al-Haquq, the treatise of rights, says that the right of your mother upon you is that you know she bore you when none bears.
She
protected you with all her limbs, gave you her life, and preferred you over herself. I was reading a research recently. It said that, do you know why women after 30, 35 have pain in their legs? They need more calcium. They have pain in their teeth and all. Because when a child was in her womb for the 9 months, and when it was not able to get the necessary calcium or other requirements or nutrients, it used to take from the, suck that from the teeth and the bones of the mother.
Oh, exciting. So it's the matter of devotion of soul and body.
Yeah, how can you repay that? How can you repay that? So this is not a part-time labor. This is a divine, a full-time sacrifice. And yet she's not paid.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately.
And it is not considered as a job.
Yes, because her currency is dua, barakat, and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, so true. Now, talking about what Islam mentions, what perspectives Islam considers into this matter of the women bearing responsibilities at home, let's go for a very short break, then we'll be back, and we're going to discuss Islam's views towards women.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back to Muslim Lady. Today, we started this discussion with my very dear sister Zainab about women and their role as a person who is working at home and at the same time is considered to be, let's say, unfortunately jobless, a person who's not working and is unemployed. Now, switching to Islam's more in detailed perspective towards women's responsibility at home, let's see the way our religion introduces the women's responsibility. Can you tell us about the way Islam is defining the women's responsibility and the job that they are being in charge of?
For example, see, Islam honors choice, but also has some guidelines. For example, if a woman chooses to work outside, Islam does not have problem with that, as long as environment is halal, it's safe, right, and she's not neglecting some higher responsibilities. But it's also clear that greatest rewards come from raising righteous children, supporting the family. Like, for example, when are men considered to be in jihad, in the struggle? Right. When they're in the battlefield, usually, right? But a woman, if she's raising a child or, you know, just taking care of her household, it's a jihad of women, right? If she's not neglecting these responsibilities, she's definitely doing a jihad, a higher struggle. Building a home that reflects gender is literally something that's priceless. Lady Fatima Salaam Alayha never sat in some, I would say, some companies to be remembered. It was like, still the world is, you know, world praises her and stands in awe of her.
Right.
So her value was not in the public appearance. Basically, it lies in the eternal influence. I'd say, I would like to quote Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who said, who says that from the laps of women, great men are born. Take the example of himself.
Yeah, so true.
Do you remember his mother, like, I don't know, working in some external environment and in some multinational company
and
or
something? His wife was also raising the children.
Exactly, exactly. Because, you know, we also have these guidelines. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, teach your children before others teach them. Their hearts are like empty soil. Whatever you plant will grow. This is so important. So like when a woman knows this and starts that teaching herself before someone else comes up. Because when we get engaged seriously in the outside world, where we are happily taking the low income,
right,
and that lot of stress, we really neglect this upbringing where about Imam Ali alayhi salam says that someone else will do it. And I would never see in the lap of a mother a nation is born.
Yeah,
if a mother is taking care of her child, I would like to clear myself. I'm not giving some preference of staying home than working outside, but I'm just creating some, differences. How we are blindly happy working outside for lower wages.
Yeah, and we're honoring that.
And how we are not honoring something that is jihad, something that is highly valuable, something that has no price, basically. I Marty Soleimani in one of his speeches says, there are some of the jobs in this world we do that cannot be paid by anyone.
And considering the way a mom has the feelings for a child and the way they are the, let's say, most careful people regarding the way even others are looking at their child. So the solution towards this, if I want my children's future life to be secured and safe, to be in the way that no one will bother them, or they will not bother the society as well. Well, the solution is here. Though, unfortunately, in modern society, we might fall into the trap of calling this the situation of a woman who is unemployed. We have the higher degree of a job here. And what it takes is the deeper thought, right? It takes a deeper thought into the definition of the way a woman is working at home.
Right.
Considering women's great responsibility at home and the way that this modern society sometimes disregards them, let's imagine that we are not going to value women's responsibility anymore, and we are not going to, like, this position, the position of motherhood, is not going to be considered worthy or valuable. What will happen here in this chaotic situation that mothers, the definitions of life, are not going to be considered valuable in the job that they are doing, the responsibility they are bearing? What will happen in this situation?
Be very careful of the situation, because consciously or unconsciously, you are developing a silent grief within her. Silent grief grows in our homes. Like, mothers feel unseen, the housewives feel ashamed, the children feel neglected, because the first nurturer is being told, you're not enough. And society, it raises broken adults, chasing worth in screens, not in the souls. So I would say no one says thank you to her. There are no medals, there's no promotion, there are no salaries, just dishes, diapers, and deadlines. And definitely there's this phrase also, someone saying, you're lucky you don't have to work.
Right.
So this is so unfortunate. The Prophet, peace be upon him, when the Prophet, peace be upon him and his purified family, whenever he would enter his home, he would help with the chores of the home. He did not ask, what did you do all the day? He asked, how can I serve you?
Right.
How can I help you?
And what is sometimes forgotten is that when we look at mothers, since they have this great character of devotion, of caring and kindness, we consider them as not normal human beings, like a woman. She is still a woman with all her feelings, with all her needs and wants, but she's sacrificing everything for the sake of a family. She's shaping a family by paying the price of her youth, her energy, and all the effort that she can put in life.
Yes, I would say we should remember this, that always, always remember this. A woman's heart breaks not from exhaustion. She did all that throughout the day. It does not break from exhaustion. It rather breaks from invisibility.
How can we know their value better and admire and have the appreciation for their job, for their responsibility? Even let's not call it a job.
Yeah, I would say act her one day. Be a mom one day. I would say, like, for example, if say to her one day that you stay aside, let me do your chores. I remember, like, when I was traveling somewhere and my husband did the chores, he told me the moment I was making the breakfast and the drop of oil suddenly stuck my skin and I was burned. I was like, how do you manage to stay here for the whole day? So see, I would say act her one day, be her one day. And the mothers themselves, I would say to them, do not let world define you by the title. By some title. You don't need that. You literally don't need that. Because angels record every crumb that you pick up in silence. You don't need the world to give you rewards.
Well, that was all the time we had for today's Muslim Lady. Until another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me, but this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.